Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It is 5:40. Minnesota House last night passed a bill that is being called the Driver's Licenses for All bill. The House passed it 69-60, so now it goes on to the Senate. It would allow undocumented immigrants the ability to obtain driver's license. Some people who are here illegally would be able to get a license. Some people who are here legally would be able to get a license. A driver's license is not a birth certificate. It is not a citizenship certificate. Now, earlier today on Twitter, I posted a picture of the Minnesota voter registration application, because there are those who oppose a driver's license for all. And I think those people either don't understand how voter registration works or are purposely trying to stoke division on something that shouldn't be that controversial. Driver's licenses for everyone was supported by the Stearns County Sheriff, the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce, the Minneapolis area Chamber of Commerce, among others. It is a proposal of the DFL, and it's been kind of floating around for 10 years. And in Minnesota, prior to 2003, this is how it worked. But based on people's response, you would think that as soon as people who are in Minnesota without being U.S. citizens get driver's licenses, look out. They're all coming to vote. They can't wait. They've been sitting on the sidelines waiting for this opportunity to cast their ballot for Hennepin County Commissioner. They can't wait. Finally, I get to vote. Finally, my fraudulent ballot will turn things my way. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Today in Minnesota, there are all sorts of people with driver's licenses who can't vote, including my kid. My kid is 17 years old, cannot vote, has a driver's license. There's an obsession about driver's licenses, photo ID, voter fraud, and I have to say, I don't really get it. I don't really get it. Is it because Republicans cannot win statewide elections? So instead of facing the facts that the candidates are being rejected, or the message is being rejected, or both, it's easier to freak out about fraud? I just can't believe that we've been talking about voter fraud for this long. And I know so many smart people who genuinely express concern about voter fraud. And I just ask you to game plan this out a little bit. If you are the person who risked it all to come to America illegally for your chance at a better life, so you could cast a vote, what's the upside? If you are one of the people obsessed with voter fraud, are you willing to raise your taxes to hire the cadre of people it would take to check all this stuff out? I know on a gut check level, you say, I have to show my driver's license to get a drink. I have to show my driver's license to do all sorts of things. You have to show photo ID. Is it really important to you? Are you really concerned about voter fraud? Do you really believe that voter fraud is happening in a widespread enough way that it makes any sort of a difference? Joe Biden won this state with, I believe, 220,000 votes more than Donald Trump. Tim Walz won his election as governor by a margin of more than 180,000 votes. Are there 180,000 people? Now, if there were 10,000 people fraudulently voting, I would be shocked. I would be shocked. There are certain, and some of you may feel, well, already there are people who are here illegally. Jason, what makes you think they wouldn't lie on the form by clicking, yes, I am a citizen, when they're not? And I guess I would ask you, what's the upside for that person who's here illegally? There are times in life that you lie because there's an upside. You already broke the law, perhaps, to be here illegally. Well, there's a pretty obvious upside to that. What's the upside of going to vote for Minneapolis City Council person Ward 7? Like, is that's worth it to you? It just doesn't make sense to me. And so you step back and say, what is this really about? And I think we know what it's about. We know what it's about. Now, I think most voters who are out there who are concerned, express concern about voter fraud, I think most people have good intentions. We want a secure voting system. We want to feel confident that elections are valid and fair. I don't have the same optimism about the politicians and political operatives who are pushing this stuff. I think it's the most cynical politics out there. You can't win. You have failed. And so your answer is to try to figure out how to keep people who might vote for your opponent from voting. Now, a lot of research on things like photo ID have indicated that the practical results of requiring an ID to vote, that it's not a big deal. It's negligible. Yes, there are some people who may struggle to get an ID, but that's more than counteracted by the fact that people are mobilized to vote when these sorts of things pass to make sure that voices don't get silenced. Photo ID is sort of a different issue, but this driver's license for all issue goes to the idea of why showing a driver's license isn't that big of a deal when it comes to voting. We largely trust each other when it comes to voting. If you say who you are, you sign saying I am who I am, this is where I live, here's a piece of mail if I'm not registered so I can register at the polling place. And we think it's pretty good. Now, we could make it Fort Knox. We could make it like you're trying to get a home loan. For what? Why? Why? Why are you obsessed with this? Why are you trying to solve this problem that exists? I'm not saying there's no fraud. I'm saying it's so small that the cost to address it isn't worth it. And so my advice is to learn how to win and stop being a crybaby and try to figure out how to win an election by having policies that people want. Whining about voter fraud forever, I'm sick of it. It's 5:50, back in a minute on CCO.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.